Now we're going to go to Colombia to spend time with a team of people working to get rid of landmines across the country. The landmines are a legacy of one of the longest guerrilla conflicts in modern history. The war between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as the FARC, began in the 1960s. Just over a year ago, the Marxist rebels agreed to a peace accord. They've been slowly turning in their weapons. NPR's Jason Beaubien went out with D miners in the Cauca region of western Colombia.
Okay.
The members of a demining team from Handicap International are huddled next to a cement wall as they get ready to remotely detonate an explosive they just found.
Fuego en el área! Fuego en el área! Fuego!
The homemade bomb was a glass baby food bottle packed with gunpowder. It was lying in an overgrown lot in a fork of a busy road, just a few yards from a major highway. After the blast, the team returned to look at the remnants of the device and discovered the bottle had been packed with ball bearings.
And those can become a bullet. If they just explode, it can become a bullet.
Adarito Ismail, who leads Handicap International's demining operation in Colombia, is originally from Mozambique. He spent nearly two decades deactivating explosives all over the world. He says the mines in Colombia are particularly complicated.
Most of the countries and most of the places I've seen mines, they are conventional mines made in factories. In Colombia, most of the mines found, they are mostly homemade mines with different techniques, different shapes, different types. That makes a big difference.
Because as Ismail's teams are clearing a suspected minefield, nearly every piece of trash has to be treated as if it might be an improvised explosive device. Exactly how many mines were laid across Colombia during the decades-long war is unknown, but the Colombian government estimates the country is the second most mined nation in the world after Afghanistan. Government soldiers have been working on clearing explosives for over a decade. Now, as Colombia moves forward with the peace process, several nonprofits, including Handicap International, are joining in the effort. The next day, the team is up at 5 in the morning and headed back to the village where they blew up the baby bottle the day before.
Buenos dias.
Buen dia.
Before they start work, the supervisor of the team, Virgilio Cifuentes, gathers the crew of a dozen people for a quick pep talk and an inspection. He checks everyone's protective gear, including blast-proof chest plates and heavy plexiglass visors. Then they walk over to the demining site. Trucks rumble past the overgrown plot. There's a minivan bus stop on one side. Kids heading to school used to cut through the lot before it was fenced off. Joanna Galuis, the field leader, orders everyone on the site to put on their bulky visors as the clearing work begins. The D-miners are slowly removing the top 5 inches of soil from a section of the lot. Galuis watches over a colleague as she delicately cuts through a tangle of roots with a pair of clippers. Galuis says this is an incredibly slow process.
Por ejemplo, ese terreno.
It's taken 3 months, Galuis says, to clear this relatively small lot, which is probably only 20 or 30 yards long on each side. This demining team is mainly young people. The youngest is 19, half of them are women. In a country where unemployment remains a big problem, the position pays reasonably well. Galuis, however, says for most of the team, this is more than just a job. She views it as patriotic work. She says this is her way of contributing to the national peace process.
For me and for all Colombians, this is an opportunity that shouldn't be wasted.
But it's also a sacrifice. The teams live for 6 weeks at a stretch in a tented camp. For Galuis, who has 2 young children, this means she's away from her family for nearly 2 months at a time. Her husband is also a D-miner, but he works for a different team in another part of Colombia. Their children live with her brother. But Galuis points out that this isn't a job that you do forever. Hopefully, in a few years, Colombia will be free of mines, or at least free of most mines. And then she'll do something else. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, La Venta, Colombia.